Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings, and welcome to another DDP. Good to have you with me today as we are journeying through different passages from the Word. Let's talk about Elijah for a little bit. If you would like some in-depth study into the ministry of Elijah and his protege Elisha, two different characters, I would highly recommend you go view our sermon we posted on paulwhiteministries.com, also on our Facebook page, titled For Those Who Will Hear It, or For Those Who Have Ears to Hear. Sometimes I mess up my titles, don't remember what I titled it, but it was one of our recent messages from our conference in Canada that we posted. This is October, we posted it back in early September sometime, late August. Anyhow, that message deals with Elijah. Elisha, he's an exciting figure, but he's a tragic figure. His power and his position, unquestioned. And John the Baptist would come sharing that same spirit and that same power. It's Elijah that's at Mount Transfiguration with Jesus. But if you go back to 1 Kings 19, there's a chapter that shows us a side to Elijah far too close to the way we act a lot of times. From time to time. The real tragedy of Elijah, I think, is his perception of God. He runs from evil Jezebel when she puts word out that she wants him dead because of what he did to her prophets on Mount Carmel. And after he journeys for a day, finds himself at Mount Horeb, what he calls the mountain of God. And it's called this because another name for that mountain is Mount Sinai. That's the place Moses received the law. So by going to Sinai, Elijah's looking for God, and what he finds doesn't really excite him. God asks Elijah why he's there, to which Elijah responds that, well, I'm the only true prophet left and everybody on planet's against me. So God invites Elijah to stand at the mouth of the cave while three separate natural wonders occur in front of him. The wind blows, and that breaks boulders in half. The earth trembles, and fire falls. And in all three instances, the Lord does not speak until verse 12, when there is a still, small voice. We can read a lot in, but I'll suffice to say this. I think the three miracles tell us three ways that God functions under the law. The breaking of rocks to pieces is the way the Word of God smashes the rock of man's heart. That's what Jeremiah 23:29 says, that the Word of God is a hammer that smashes or that destroys the rock. The earthquake is that quivering in the Hebrew, like the word quivering is what the Hebrew word used there. It's the tail end of a dart. It's the arrow that strikes its victim. That's a quiver. Hebrews 12:20 says the Word of God pierces. And the fire is an indicator of God's judgment all the way through the Word of God. So Elijah's really looking for the mad, vengeful, angry God, but God's not in any of these things. After this little showing, God asks the same question he asked the first time. What are you doing here, Elijah? And instead of seeing the still small voice as a softer side of God, Elijah answers with a word-for-word rendering of his earlier response. Nothing changed, though he has heard the voice of God. When a person is in a place where not even the voice of God can change them, then they are incapable of being used for the kingdom. God tells Elijah to go anoint his successor, Elisha, a task that Elijah never really does. He throws his cloak on him in verse 19, but then he asks Elisha, why is you following me? The prophet is weary, and he's weary with those he's prophesying to, and so God moves on to someone else. Listen, we're not under the same covenant. We're under the new covenant, but we can still learn some lessons. We need to heed the still small voice in our life. God is speaking to you, not as a slave, but as a son, and he is ministering his love and his favor into your life. His default position is mercy, not judgment. Thus, his voice is going to be merciful and loving. So be prepared to embrace his grace for today and then share that grace with those around you, even if you don't think they're worthy of it. What a great way to live. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.